Hi, everybody. With Jen moving to another country, it's been difficult to schedule time for us all to be on Skype to talk about comics together. She's got a 9-hour difference from what we have. So, unfortunately, we weren't able to get together for a regular episode this week for you. So, instead, what I'm going to do is I'm putting our first Patreon exclusive episode into the feed. It's only about 6 minutes. It's the first one I ever put together. So I was trying to keep it short, but as we've been going there, the next one was 20 and then 45, and I think we're up to 40 minutes worth of bonus content every month now for our Patreon patrons. So if you like what you're hearing and you want to hear more of it, go to patreon.com/welcometocomics. If you become a patron for at least a penny, then you will get access to a bonus episode about once a month, I would say. And hopefully they're fun and you enjoy them. We talk about the Warcraft movie before it comes out in one of them. We do a little bit of Star Wars trivia playing in another one. They're just general fun times that we don't have on the show because we've learned to keep a tighter show for everyone. So this stuff that used to be the fat that got cut before and after every episode, I'm just dumping it into this bonus content for all of our Patreon listeners. So I hope you enjoy this episode, and we will be back with our regular programming next week, and we're going to read The Essential Luke Cage, Volume 3. Well, the end of Volume 2 and the beginning of Volume 3, issues 48 to 53. Anyway, that's next week. But right now, I hope you enjoy this, and have a good week. Bye. Hi there, patrons. This is Andy. We're trying something new by giving you special bonus content between each arc, exclusive for you patrons. We'll change it up every now and then, but for now, I hope you enjoy these outtakes from the Thunderbolts arc. Thank you for supporting the show.
Tell your baby to like podcasts.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do that.
You tell her. You're the parents. You get to tell her what to do.
Yeah, it's just an idea. Right now it's not working out so well.
I had to get... So Lucas asked for bananas earlier. And Lucia cut the bananas for him. Then he got mad because she didn't want them... He didn't want them cut that way. But then I told him to eat the banana. And so he put a big piece of banana in his mouth and started throwing a tantrum. And he had the banana in his mouth for like 20 minutes.
Ew.
And then like eventually spit it out on the floor. And I made him clean it up.
Yeah, you made him clean that shit up. That's disgusting.
Oh, man. Children are psychopaths.
You have no idea.
No, I don't. And I'm appreciating that time while I have it.
Well, it had been in his mouth for so long that it, like...
It's like gained a paste.
It gained a layer of spit around the banana.
Yeah.
So it got all... The spit got all over him. And then he got mad at me because I wasn't going to clean him up. And I said, you're going to finish your time out before I clean you up.
And then you're going to get in the bath and clean your own self up. You're old enough, Lucas. You can do
it. He cleaned up the banana that was on the floor.
Yeah.
I made him do the time out in his room. So he got the banana... gross stuff on the floor in his room.
Ew.
But I told him, you're going to either sleep with that banana or you clean it up yourself.
Can you guys hear me all right?
Hello? Yes.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Can you hear the typing in the background?
Yes.
Yes.
Fucking move. Are you kidding me?
Okay. Apparently I'm being banished.
I'm glad I got that on the recording. I had a Grant for me. I haven't heard him in a while.
Hi,
anyway,
Grant.
If you do it to my work call all morning, then I get to do it to your
recording. I work in the morning. They say hi.
Hi.
He says hi.
Okay. So, guys, I've been doing some research, and apparently in northwest Spain, on the coast of Galicia, you can buy a 17-bedroom, 22-bathroom, 18th-century villa for less than a 3-bedroom house here.
Yeah, it's the same
moving
in the French countryside. You can buy like a fucking manor house with a vineyard and like a personal vintner.
Yes,
in France.
That 17 bedroom villa is converted to a hotel though, so it's updated. So it's 1.4 million, which is a lot. But for like 280, I found an 11th century priory that was converted into a like 12 bedroom house. It's a little bit further away from town, but, you know. It's like, it's so cheap. Oh, my God. I should just move there. And because
I mean, then all you need is food, right? That's all you have to pay for is food and internet.
My only complaint is, like, they don't let you in the country. Okay. Right, they're like, get the fuck out of here.
No. Spain apparently is, like, because they have so many towns in the northwestern countryside that are just dying, they're just like, if you come and want to revive one of these towns, we will let you do it.
They like, allow immigrants?
Yeah, there's a village that they were giving away for free with all of the paperwork ready to go. You just had to promise to live there. Because the entire village was abandoned.
Fuck this shit, I am learning Spanish.
Like, the whole town is abandoned, there were 6 houses, only one of them was habitable, and if you just promise to live there, you can live there for free, and they have all the paperwork lined up and ready to go for you. Because it's historic. There's like a 12th century church in this town.
And there's do you have that to, my like, house? Be there's, employed?
There's like Celtic monuments. There's like Celtic monuments and shit. No,
can I make the church my house?
Yeah, apparently. They just need probably a population. Not. They are Spanish. They need a population of the town.
That's kind of a deal breaker for me.
I mean, Spain loves its churches and all, with its Catholicism and shit.
Yeah, I mean, the benefit being that if I live in the church, that means I will make the church nice again.
You will make it nice again, in body, but not in spirit.
Oh no, I'm gonna desecrate the shit out of that
thing. Yeah, don't think that's what they're looking for.
I mean, the first Spanish church dedicated to weird shit. Yeah, I think that'll go over well.
I think they would rather have it stay run down so long as you just honored it and believed in the Lord. Like,
I mean, just think about all the weird shit my people are into and exactly what I'm going to build a monument for.
Put your name on the application as Brandon the Desecrator. they'll go for that. They'll love it.
Man legally changes name to Bacon Double Cheeseburger.
Yep.
I saw that.
Fox News Baltimore. That's amazing.
I mean,
he writes his name down as BD Cheeseburger.
I mean, that's legit.
The guy's got balls.
Those are his initials.
Yeah.